It's back to school today for a lot of students. Fresh faces, new uniforms, backpacks full of new supplies. And it's also back to basics when it comes to learning. As we heard earlier on AM, the Federal Education Minister, Simon Birmingham, has appointed a panel to develop compulsory literacy and numeracy screening checks for all six-year-olds. It's year one. The change will include a new phonics assessment that will test how well children understand how to sound out words. It's based on a test in the UK, which proponents claim has improved reading ability in Britain by 30%. One of the panel members is Dr. Jennifer Buckingham, Education Research Fellow with the Centre for Independent Studies. Jennifer, welcome again to RN Breakfast.
Thanks very much.
Let's start with the concept of phonics because I have trouble understanding this. What exactly is phonics?
Phonics is the relationship between the sounds that we can hear in speech and the written letters and words on the page. So phonics is the teaching of children explicitly those links so that then they can then translate speech into print and vice versa.
So let me see if I've got that right. So they look at the letter A and they know that that means A or A. Is that right?
Yes, that's right, depending on the letters that are around it. And so there are lots of rules around the way that you pronounce particularly vowels. Vowels have lots of different pronunciations. Mm-hmm. The way you pronounce a vowel within the context of the word that it's in. So there are lots of phonics rules in the English language. It's a very complex language.
Like O and double O, for instance, O and U, or things like that.
That's right, and even there are combinations of letters that can be pronounced in different ways, but there are rules around those, and there are very few words within the English language, even though it is complex, that don't have some sort of structure to them or some reason why they're spelt or pronounced in a particular way.
So the teaching of phonics is teaching the sounds of the letters but also the rules that govern those sounds.
That's right. It's the code of the English language. So the written word is a code. It's a way of representing speech on a page so that we can then print it and communicate with others using that code. Some children work out that code just through being read to, by being exposed to a lot of print. But the majority of students need explicit, methodical teaching so that they can then use the rules they've learned to read pretty much any word they come across.
It seems to me pretty obvious that you need to be taught the rules around our alphabet, our letters. But how are students being taught to read now?
Through a combination of methods. So around two or three decades ago, there was an embracing of an approach called whole language, which the theory was that children would pick up the code of the English language just through being read to by being exposed to lots of books. And we have discovered over the last several decades of scientific research that that's not actually the case. So even though phonics is described often as a back-to-basics approach or a traditional approach, in fact, it really is what the most up-to-date research is showing us is the most effective way to teach children how to read.
So the look-say approach, which is in schools too, what is that exactly? How does that differ?
There's a little bit of both. So some schools will say that they're teaching phonics, and I would say pretty much all schools would be teaching phonics in some way. It's more the how systematic, how explicit, and how high quality that phonics teaching is, whether it's being combined too much with trying to learn words as a whole word, which is a look-say approach, where you try to memorise what each word looks like rather than the individual components of that word. And we have seen over the last several decades, as I said, that we really need to teach students how to break words down into their smallest components so they can realise they can rearrange those letters to make new words and make some sort of sense of the way that we write and spell.
I invited listeners to text in or tweet, questions. I think we've had quite a few from teachers. A lot of them seem to be from teachers. Brenda wrote, "What a load of rubbish. Let teachers do their jobs. Technology is now inhibiting reading. That is the problem. Fund Gonski properly." And we've had a few teachers saying there's no need for a new standardised test, agreeing with you, I suppose, that a lot of teachers or most teachers are already doing this to some degree. Do you think we need a test?
We do, because it really is a way of breaking this stalemate where reading specialists, reading researchers are finding that a lot of students are not being taught phonics in an effective way. So that while schools say they're teaching phonics, what they think is effective phonics teaching, children aren't actually picking up this particular knowledge and skill. So it's the only way we can know how effectively phonics is being taught is to look at what children know. aside from sitting inside each classroom and observing lessons and all that sort of thing, the quickest way is to do a screener. And the phonics screening check is really only a 5-minute check. It's 5 minutes. It's relatively inexpensive. It's not really what you'd call a standardized test. It's a one-on-one assessment with a child and a teacher. So it's
so
not
just
a
to pick you up there, it's an assessment. Once that's assessed, the teacher then presumably needs to work with the child who's showing a poor success rate in terms of phonics, which goes back to, I suppose, the point made by a lot of the texts we've received, that goes back to teacher training and resourcing.
Yes, of course it goes back to teacher training, and there are a lot of
and resourcing too, though. That you need to have the teaching time to be able to work with those kids that have fallen behind or haven't picked it up.
Of course. However, again, through looking at the effectiveness of really high-quality phonics teaching, there are fewer children who need that kind of support if whole-class instruction from the beginning of kindergarten has been with a really systematic, explicit phonics approach. So this approach to teaching is effective for all children in the class various different ability levels or progress levels. You can go as quickly or as slowly as you need to. The check will allow teachers to identify those students that still need some extra support. Teaching phonics effectively is no more expensive than any other kind of teaching. So, of course, assisting struggling students, providing some sorts of interventions is also necessary, but we're also already funding interventions in schools for students who struggle with reading. So it may be a case of making sure that those interventions are the most effective ones that we can provide.
I suppose, and those support teachers are still there when the funding rules change again. But Jennifer Buckingham, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Jennifer Buckingham is Senior Research Fellow and Director of the 5 from 5 Project at the Centre for Independent Studies and a member of the panel that the Minister has just announced to oversee the introduction of this mandatory test with Year 1s with 6-year-olds on phonics. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:26.